Hey!
Hey, check it out. This is unbelievable. Joey has been holding his breath for almost 4 minutes.
Dude, are you trying to kill me?
Pete, I want to ask you something.
Uh-huh, what?
Well, since I'm moving out and you're so beautiful, how about I move in with you?
Well, that would be great, but then what do we do about Denise?
Who's Denise?
My roommate.
You have a roommate?
Yes, Denise. Denise.
Hey, what is with the secrecy, Phoebe? Huh? And what about this Denise? She cute?
Please understand, how can you have a roommate that none of us know about?
Maybe because you never listen to anything that I say. I talk about her all the time. Denise!
Hey, Grace, listen. I was thinking, I'm gonna have an extra room over at my place.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, why don't you move in with me? It'll be great. We can, like, stay up late talking and watch movies and, you know, about Naked Thursdays, right?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna find my own place.
Hey, I thought Naked Thursdays was just our thing, man.
So what did Rachel say when you told her you were still married to her?
All that. She took it really well.
Huh. You didn't tell her, did you?
No.
Of course not, because you're in love with her.
I am not in love with her. She was very upset about having to move out. So I didn't tell her we were still married because she'd only get more upset. I comforted her as a friend.
What do you mean, comforted her?
It was nothing. Just gave her a hug.
Aha! A classic sign of love, the hug.
It's also a sign of friendship.
Yeah, not in your case, Lovey Loverson.
It was a hug, okay? A simple hug. I was a friend being a friend to a friend.
Use the word friend more. Just tell me this. Did you or did you not smell her hair?
Smell her hair? Well, what if I did?
90% of a woman's pheromones come out the top of her head. That's why women are shorter. So that men will fall in love when they hug them. Come on, Ross, you're a scientist.
I was hugging her as a friend. Okay, it's not my fault her hair got in my face. She's got a lot of it, and it smells all coconutty. What? Oh, it doesn't mean I have feelings for Rachel. Maybe it means I have feelings for coconuts.
Okay, whatever you say, but just be careful, all right? Rachel's not in the same place you are.
Okay, if the place you're referring to is being in love, then she is in the same place as me, because I am not in that place.
Okay, I didn't understand that. But, you know, maybe that's because you were speaking the secret language of love.
Hey. Dude, some guy just called for you.
Who was it?
I don't know. How about thanks for taking the message? Jeez.
Hey, listen. You know, when you move in, Rachel's room's going to be empty. You want to talk about what we want to do with it?
Sure.
Okay. I was thinking we should have a beautiful guest room, right? With a mahogany sleigh bed and bedside tables with flowers on it all the time. And then we could have like a roll-top desk with a little comment card so people can tell us how much they love staying here. Or whatever, you know, I really haven't thought about it that much.
Well, I like that idea, obviously.
But I was thinking maybe it could be a game room. You know? I mean, you can buy old arcade games like Space Invaders and Asteroids for $200. The real ones. The big, big, big ones.
No.
Okay, so you mean no as in G. Chandler. What an interesting idea. Let's discuss it before we reject it completely.
Oh, I'm sorry. Of course. Yes, interesting idea. Talk about it. But no.
So that's it.
I just don't think that, you know, arcade games go in the beautiful guest room. The beautiful guest room is going to be filled with antiques.
Which is why Asteroids is perfect. It's the oldest game.
What do you have against the beautiful guest room?
Nothing. I don't have anything against the beautiful guest room, especially since everybody that we know lives about 30 seconds away.
Are you mocking me?
No, I'm not mocking you or your beautiful guest room.
Oh, nothing. Monica and I had a stupid fight.
But you're still moving in together, right? Because my ad came out today.
Wanted. Female roommate, non-smoker, non-ugly.
Nice.
Yeah? I just figured, you know, after living with you, it'd be an interesting change of pace to have a female roommate, you know? Someone I could learn from. Someone who's different than me. And what's more different than me? A guy who's not 19 than, say, a girl who is 19. Not just a hat rack, my friend.
Phoebes, I have to ask you...
Shh, I'm swamped right now.
You're just staring into space.
I'm trying to move that pencil.
This one?
It worked!
Phoebes, this whole apartment thing is a nightmare. Every place that I can afford comes with a roommate who is a freak. I mean, look at this. Wanted. Female roommate, non-smoker, non-ugly.
That's probably just some 12-year-old kid trying to get girls to call.
It's just, there's nothing. The city is full.
Wait, no, look at this. Two-bedroom, two-bath, must be non-smoker, Satan worshippers okay. Oh, yeah, but it's on the ground floor.
Hey.
Hey.
Rach, you still looking for a place?
Yeah, why?
Okay, there's this guy Warren from the museum, and he's going on a dig for like 2 years. And he's got this great place. He needs a sublet. So, you interested?
That sounds great!
Yeah.
I'd love to live at Warren's. I love Warren. Oh, wait. Wait, is he the guy that asked you for naked pictures of me? As a matter of fact, I won't be there. Thank you.
Oh, don't thank me. You want to thank someone, thank the volcano that erupted thousands of years ago, killing but perfectly preserving an entire civilization. Here's Warren's number.
Oh, this is great. I'm going to call him right now.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Oh. Okay, you go call him.
I saw it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about that which you already know but won't admit. You know, that you love her again. You re-love her.
Look, I do not re-love her.
Can't believe you won't just admit it. Okay, just promise me that you won't do anything stupid.
Look, we're just friends now, okay? Why would I do anything stupid?
Well, the apartment is already subletted. I mean, this is just hopeless. I'm never going to find anything.
You can live with me.
What?
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 Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
I would love to live with you, Ross. That's great. Thank you.
Well, I'm just glad I could, you know, help you out.
Wow. I'm so happy for you guys. This is so not stupid.
Ross, you have no idea what this means to me. I mean, I was going to be homeless. You've just saved me. You're my hero.
Oh, hero? I don't know. Well, all right.
Oh, I have to go tell Monica what a wonderful brother she has.
Oh please. You're going to say things now, aren't you?
I won't. But I should tell you this. This exact same thing happened to my roommate Denise. She moved in with a guy who was secretly married to her, and he said he didn't love her, but he really did, and it just blew up. And that's how she ended up living with me. Okay, that's a lie.
You don't have a roommate?
Denise!
Hi, listen, I'm sorry about before. I don't need to have a game room. I mean, when I was a kid, I only played those games because I couldn't get girls. And now I can get. Now I have you. No, not that I think that I have you or think of you as property in any sort of way. I see women.
Stop it, Taylor. I'm sorry, too.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Listen, we don't have to make that a guest room. We can think of something to do with the room together.
That's a great idea. We can easily think of a way for us both to enjoy the room.
Totally.
We don't have to come up with this now.
Oh, good.
Hey, you know what? Why don't we think about changes that we can make in the living room?
Changes?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have to move around some furniture to make room for my chair.
You're going to bring the Barker Lounger over here?